You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Keep rain in the forecast today. Windy and rainy today.
God, it's snowing in Parker and Castle Rock right now, which is so weird. And I'm watching all the images from Eisenhower Tunnel. It's coming down. It's like the middle of winter.
Yeah,
it's
that's
so
a winter weather advisory for the mountains.
Yeah,
and weren't they saying
crazy.
Something like 4 to 8 inches?
Yeah, it's really coming down. It's stupid. And Castle Rock, you're getting snow? What? It's weird. It's really weird.
I hope we don't see more accidents this morning because people have gotten out of winter driving routines.
I got my summer tires on.
Yeah. My stepdaughter is, as we speak, unconscious in an operating room. She's 18 and she's getting sinus surgery. They're taking both of her tonsils out and going up into her sinuses and doing a little rooting around
in
there.
Horrible.
Ugh.
Sounds horrible.
The doctor was... I guess this doctor... you know, I wasn't in any of the meetings with him or anything, but Gretch said that the doctor was so matter of fact. Like Zoe asked him, afterwards, what will I be able to eat? And she said, the doctor was so deadpan. He just looked at her and go, you're not going to be eating. Just, you're not going
to
want
to
eat.
We'll hook you up to a bag.
He's like, let's not even kid ourselves. You're not going to be in that place.
Yeah, I can't imagine. It's going to sting to swallow and ugh.
So I guess they went and bought some applesauce or something just to try to have something.
A food
Bless
processor.
Her yeah, and her sister, who had close to the same surgery, at least had her tonsils out, I don't think has been all that helpful because she's been saying, man, you are going to be hurting. Oh, this is going to be so painful.
As a sibling should do, really.
That's pretty
you
much
You got to jab
it.
A little bit.
I know. My sister and I, we would have done that to each other, too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that sucks. What is the recovery time on that?
I don't know. With her, probably like 4 years.
Okay. All right.
No, I think it's... The funny thing is, they say for the first 4 or 5 days that she'll be pretty much okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when it starts like the scabbing and healing process inside.
Scabs in your throat.
And up in your sinuses. They say that's when it gets like really bad.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm expecting, personally... that her life is going to be hell until probably July 1st.
Yeah,
so I'm
giving
it like
for her.
2 to 3 weeks to recover. The doctor said that it wasn't going to be pleasant. So,
why is all this going down? What was the issue? Do you know?
You know, it's like for a lot of kids, just for her, it was later. I mean, my son had his tonsils out when he was, God, I don't know, five, six, four, five. Mm-hmm. I can't remember so long ago. And it's just constant infections, constant problems, constant sinus infections. Hmm. And they just did a little scan and they're like, oh, yeah, I guess her sinuses. God, if we want to get like gross here, I guess her sinuses are too small and they're what they're kind of doing is going in there and roto-rootering, I guess, in a way to make things a little bit. Give her a little bit more room in there.
I'm just seeing, like a little round blade going
like
up in there.
Like a plumber going in, you know,
my
with a
God,
snake.
God, man.
I don't know. There's like three different things, procedures that she's having done all in one.
Wow.
So
not good.
You
I'm
know,
surprised I didn't have my tonsils out. I went through a stretch. I think it was like sixth grade. I had strep the entire year. It was constant. It was just I was constantly going in for throat cultures, sore throats.
Yeah.
Under the weather. And I had strep. It seemed like for 12 months. I'm surprised they didn't rip mine out.
Well, here's the thing. You're about the same age as Dominic, my son. And they told me at the time, which would have been about the same time as you, they said, we don't do that many tonsillectomies anymore.
Hmm.
In fact, the doctor told me, he goes, I'll do probably one or two a year. He goes, and your son's one of them.
Hmm.
So I was wondering, because it seems like it's more prevalent today. So it feels like there's like a curve. Like it used to happen a lot. Then I think they went through a phase where they were like not doing as many.
Yeah.
I get the feeling they're starting to do more.
Maybe they've perfected it. It's less invasive now, maybe. They have laser treatments or something, where back in the day, they just get in there with a pocket knife and
Like a Boy Scout knife?
Yeah, just whack them out.
Maybe they saw it off.
Maybe it's a little better now. Well, gosh, that sucks, man.
You know, bless her heart, I certainly don't ever want to have to go through anything.
I don't
like
either.
That,
so. That sounds bad. Well, shoot. A lot of laying around on the couch in your future.
No, when she gets home today.
Have a list of chores ready.
That's exactly what I told Gretchen. Oh. I said, I'm going to mess with her when she gets home. And she's going to be walking in and probably going up to her bedroom. I'll be like,
Get a vacuum.
Come over here. I got a whole list for you to do.
Trash needs taken out.
That's one of them.
Oh, man. Well, so. Good luck to her.